I'm Kat. Hello.
And I'm Kaylin.
And this is
No Baddies Left Behind.
Anyway, so today is same chit chat with us. We have a few things we want to bring up. Kaylin and I wrote some things. And we actually have not told each other. Well, we told each other a little bit, but not everything. Not everything. So I'm excited. I'm excited to bring up what we want to talk about. So anyway, I think we should start with our pit and our pee because we forgot about that last week.
Okay.
Yes.
Pit. Let's start with pit.
Okay.
Okay. Pit. I ordered a dress back in January. It is now March. Still have not received it. And I went back and forth arguing with their customer service today. Not successful.
Today? What did they say?
Yeah. They were just basically like, I'm not eligible to like cancel my order or for a refund. And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, well, you didn't submit your request to cancel within the designated time frame. And I was like, you didn't send my package within the designated time frame. What do you mean? And they were basically like, per our refund policy, like we can't like give you a refund. And I was like, where's your policy? I see your exchange policy. I see your return policy. I see your order cancellation policy, your pre-order item policy. Where's your refund policy? Because nowhere does it say that you don't do refunds. I just went back and forth and I was like, per your cancellation policy, if my item is not in stock and you have not shipped my item, then I can cancel my order. And I was like, had you responded to my emails sooner, because I got an email this morning saying that it was shipped. Finally, hallelujah. Don't have a tracking number, but according to the email, it was shipped. Had they responded to my emails sooner, then I would have been eligible to cancel my order per my understanding of what their policy is. And she was like, no, we don't accept order cancellations unless you submit your request to cancel within the first 2 hours of you placing your order. How would I know that I want to cancel my order because it's taking too long within the first 2 hours of me putting in the order?
Did it state that?
Yeah, in the order cancellation, it was like, it said, I took pictures. Let me read it to you. Because I took pictures. Because I thought they were like, I was looking at all the policies when I was messaging this lady. And I went back and I thought they had like taken it down. But I was just on the wrong page. But I took a picture of it just in case anyways. But it says, please note that we will not be able to cancel an order if the order was already shipped or the items are in stock. Which my item was neither of those things. So I'm thinking they should still be able to cancel it. Then at the very bottom it says, we only allow to cancel an order if the expected to ship date is longer than 1 to 2 business days and the order was placed up to 2 hours before you contacted us. I was like, that's so counterintuitive and contradictory. Like, in the beginning, you're going to say you won't do a cancellation if your item's been shipped or if it's in stock, right? Because it'll be shipped within 1 to 2 business days. But if it's expected to ship longer than 1 to 2 business days, then you can cancel it up to 2 hours within a 2-hour time frame. And then I was like, I don't think it's fair for me to not have a full refund after waiting 3 months for an item that I still don't have because and due to your lack of communication from your customer service. And they were like, we apologize for the delay in response, yada yada, whatever. Like, basically they're saying like the influx of messages they're receiving is too much for their team to handle because it's a small team. That is not my problem. How many people you have on your team and whether or not you can handle the message load is not my problem. Why can I not get a refund? Because you can't respond to my messages in a timely manner. And in their emails, their automated emails, they say, They give a 48 to 72 hour time frame of when to expect a response from their customer service. I emailed them February, didn't hear back, followed up March, finally got a response. I responded to their email, no response. And then I emailed them again like 4 days ago, no response. Until I go to their website and there's like a little chat button and you can chat somebody. And I'm just like going back and forth with this lady, and she's like, this is our policy, like I can't go against our policies. Where's the refund policy? I don't see it anywhere. I don't see a refund policy anywhere. And I was like, you're telling me everyone who orders from you is waiting 3 to 4 months to get their item? I was like, I don't even need the item anymore. It was for Valentine's Day. What am I gonna do with it now?
Now it's time to start threatening and to get that dispute from your bank. And
no, that's what I said at the end, because they she was just like, she said, I appreciate your perspective and I understand the situation you're presenting. At the end, I just said, this is absolutely ridiculous. You need to change your policies because they're contradictory. I will be disputing the charges. Once I get my item.
And then?
I'm going to get my item and then dispute the charges.
Or maybe what's not. What's the brand? I think that's shout wrong. Them out.
No, I won't do that. I should do that. But no, I won't do that. But it's a big brand.
I think you should just dispute it. Like, don't even.
Yeah.
I mean, if they did ship it, but I think they should be called out.
Yeah, no, but it's a big brand. I'm sure people will know. Whoever listens to this, I'm sure you'll know what brand it is, but it's a pretty big brand. Everything is kind of, their whole thing is like it's made to order type deal. But what
you're
I
nice.
Don't get,
you're nice that you're not saying it, because I just would know. But like, I would just expose them for everything that they have.
There are all these influencers all over social media who get their product within weeks. And then I went and I looked up reviews. Because
they're influencers.
I know. And then I went and looked up reviews, and everyone was having the same problem that I was having, that their things were taking like 4 months to arrive. And I'm just like, and then their customer service is crap. And so I'm like, what kind of business are you running here? And all the reviews are like, this is a scam. This is a scam. And I'm like, this is a pretty big company. This is a pretty big company. And to have all those negative reviews, something needs to be fixed. Specifically the mm-hmm. refund policy.
What a pit.
Yeah. What about yours? What's your pit?
I don't really have one. I think just I got sick, and I feel like I've been getting really, like, I feel like I'm good. I can recover. Like, the last time I got sick, granted, was, like, in December, like, November-ish, where, you know, I kind of feel like with moms, like, your kids will get sick, and then you'll get sick, and then you have to take care of them, and then still go to work, and all those things. So, that was me. Zeke got sick, and then I had to pick him up mid-shift, literally, like, middle of my shift, which I really don't like doing, but what can a mom do? And I went to go pick him up, brought him back to work, and then 2 days later Emmy got sick, and then now I'm sick. So but then today we were at the park with my sister and her husband, and Zeke was just having his moment, and then Emmy, it was just too cold for her, and so we just like chilled out in the car. But that's pretty much just my pit. It's just like getting sick. I hate, like, if you do not know this, like, the cold is, there is no cure for the cold. Like, it's just, there is no cure for the cold. Everybody gets it, and you treat it, and then it goes away. But it never, you just don't ever not get it. Which is, I didn't realize that until, like, just, like, maybe a couple years ago. But, yeah, it's incurable. You just treat it, and then go about your life. But, yeah, that's just it, really. Just me getting sicker. What's your peak? What's your peak for the week?
Peaks. I have been successful in all my blood draws so far.
Perfect.
Knock on wood.
That's so great to hear.
It stays that way.
Are you on call tomorrow?
No, Sunday.
Period. Well, that's good to hear. Keep that ball rolling, Queen. Keep that ball rolling.
I know. And today was my first, like, They had to be restrained, so that was interesting because he was like he was really fighting back. He did not want his blood drawn today, so that was crazy. A little scary. I was like,
men do worse things and then they don't want to get their blood drawn. Like, that is the least like scary thing ever.
That's what I was telling my mom, like, for my job. Let me give a little bit of context. My job, I work on call with police departments, and so sometimes we get calls to come out and do blood draws if they need to test for something. So far, every experience that I've had with a man and having to draw his blood, terrible. They're absolute babies. Absolute babies. They cry, they kick and scream, they don't want their blood drawn, they have to be restrained. Women, fine. They sit there. Take it. Men? Mm-mm.
Men are the ones who faint. Like, they're the ones who faint.
Yeah.
I've not had a woman faint on me. It's always men. Always macho man until a little baby needle comes out. Like, girl, come on. Yeah. Come on.
I'm like, what?
But yes, that's good to hear, though. Got all your blood draws.
It's thanks You're to all you guys at a friend's party. For letting me practice on you.
Of course. Of course. What are we friends for? Hello. But anywho, my peak for the week is, I don't know. It's been weird because, like, I've had my therapy appointment, which God bless that woman. But I feel like I always say that whenever I talk about that woman. But I've been a little bit more consistent with how disruptions to my life. Like, I've been consistent with how I handle it, which is the biggest peak for me, because a lot of things can happen in life, and we've talked about this in our previous episodes, where a lot of things, snowball effect, where if one thing happens, a ton of things happen, and then all of a sudden you think you have the worst entire life in the world. But that definitely was not the case, and I feel like I've been able to be a little bit more resilient with, you know, my kids being sick, me going to work, and me sticking to my schedule, even though some days I'd be running late or I wake up not on time, you know, like, just all, like, everyday life mishaps happen, and I've been able to recover from it, which, and still go on about my day, and that feels really good to do. So that's my peak for a week.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
Yes. TY. Honestly, thank you. I'm excited for this chit chat this week, Queen. So, how about you start? How about you start with a topic that you want to bring up?
Okay. We'll start off small, not so serious.
Okay.
HopeCore. Have you seen anything?
Oh, I finally found that hashtag. Like, I saw that hashtag you're talking about. Yes,
HopeCore videos make me so emotional. Have you seen?
Yes, like, emotional.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
It's overwhelming. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it gives me faith in humanity again. But I love those videos.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that. Oh. We could talk about.
Okay, about HopeCore.
You know, my colonoscopy fart videos.
Oh, you've been seeing those on your TikTok page?
Yeah.
On your For You page?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My For You page is a weird mix. It's a weird mix. But you know what I just find so interesting is, you know, when you go in for a colonoscopy or going into, it's like a medical office, right? Though the people that work in that office, that is their job. They want to hear you fart so that you can go home.
Yes.
And to them, that is just like a normal day, and then people post it all over TikTok, and then everyone's like, oh my gosh,
I'd be mortified.
Yeah, I would not want to post.
No, that's so funny.
Me post colonoscopy farting like that.
I know,
but yeah, I just think it's so funny that the people who work there are probably just so desensitized to it at this point, but for everyone else, it's just,
yeah,
it's like so crazy.
And it's like their first, most of them, it's like their first time experiencing that. So they're all shy. But it's funny when I saw like one of the videos, even one of my, I think my mom, when she had her colonoscopy done, she was like, he was young and cute. And I was like, oh my God, he needed to hear me fart. But there was a TikTok where the guy was like, that's what I like to hear. And he like ripped open the blinds and they're just laughing because he was like a young guy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'd be petrified. But like you said, they're desensitized. That's a part of their job. No need to feel embarrassed. But it is something you don't want to do in public. But let alone for a very handsome doctor to hear that from you. But again, you cannot go home until that happens. Mm-hmm. But Queen, I don't know if you're up. If you do, you keep up with the royal family or no?
Like very surface level, a little bit.
Really? Well, my mom growing up, she was obsessed with, you know, she was definitely big into the, I think really the 90s was really big into Princess Diana. Obviously, that was like a really big era. But obviously, we know that the queen passed away and now King Charles is the king and so is his fucking mistress. But there's a mystery with Kate Middleton right now where allegedly, yeah, she had abdominal surgery, but there was only one picture that I saw that Prince William. I think it's William. Harry is married to Meghan Markle. But Prince William was only seen once going to the hospital. And then allegedly there's a video surfacing on the internet of Kate Middleton walking the streets of England. But they do have Kate Middleton lookalikes and Prince William lookalikes. Obviously, you know what? The video was not great quality, but that bitch did not look like Kate Middleton. She didn't. The way she was walking, and then people were in the comments like, what is Her Royal Highness doing carrying groceries? Like, I don't think that was her. And the way she was walking so fast, like, it just seemed like it wasn't her. But then people are alleging all these things like, oh, she's in the hospital. Well, I think really it's the abdominal surgery, but also has a mistress too, and that she's pregnant and that somehow she's in the hospital, like Kate Middleton's in the hospital. But I don't know, it seems really sus. It does not sit well with me. It's giving Princess Diana, but in a different way. You know, obviously, you know, knock on wood, nothing bad happens like that. But I think that it's giving, it's weird. And also, are you really only going to go once to the hospital to see your wife who is in surgery? And also, how is the media not really following up so closely? Like, watching her get discharged and finding those videos. And really, someone who's in the hospital for weeks, logically, what is she doing walking around in the streets so, like, happy as day? You know, like, that's not really, they need to heal. Well, you know? So I don't really think it's true.
I think when you recover from surgery, for a lot of things, it's surprisingly really quick. It's not as long as people would expect it to be. So for something like abdominal surgery, how long has it been? Like 3 weeks?
I don't know.
I feel
a couple of weeks.
Abdominal surgery, she should be at least back up on her feet at this point, unless she had some kind of complication go on with it, depending mm-hmm. on, you know, what it is. Obviously, we don't know what it is, yeah. But normally yeah. there's pretty quick turnaround time now, you know what I mean? Like with everything, how healthcare is changing and advancing, there's usually mm-hmm. pretty quick turnaround time for recovery. But I do think it's weird. I saw this video that was talking about the, I don't know what building it is, somewhere, I don't know if it's the castle or what, but it's a building mm-hmm. with a bell, and they ring the bell anytime there's a birth or a death. And so then the mm-hmm. bells were ringing, and so then people were like, well, who gave birth or who died? And then the flags mm-hmm. were at half mast. So half mast, 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 mast. Halfway.
Not too sure. That's the first time I've ever heard that term.
they were halfway, which is something that you do when somebody passes away. And so the bells went off and then the flags were halfway. So I've been seeing a lot of things that are like King Charles passed away. But then I also saw a video that was like, oh, they saw him out like out and about and whatever. But I've seen the mistress.
He has cancer, that man.
He does?
Yeah, he has cancer. He has cancer. I forget what kind of cancer, but he has cancer. So that's kind of, you know, but with how the queen passed away, like with how the royal family all had, I don't know what that term is, where they like had to stand in front of the casket and they just stood there. I don't know what that ceremony or, you know, what that tradition is called, but we would have known. We would have known, you know, but I just think it's so sus, like things like that. It's just, it's honestly, who knows? We could probably just, and also I just love how invested we are when we're also not English, but it's so fun to look into, like, I don't, because they are one of the most well-known royal families in the world, but I don't know, maybe it could just be, what's it called, coincidences, or we're picking up things in all the right places.
Have you seen,
I don't know.
The picture, I think somebody released a picture, and it was of Kate and all her kids, and it was heavily photoshopped. Like, there were pieces of the kids' arms, like, the sleeves of their sweaters were missing. Her buttons didn't line up or something like that, and I was looking through the comments, and everyone was like, everything that has to do with the royal family, media-wise, they go through that with a fine-tooth comb. There is no way that that picture made it through every single check without being fixed. And so then everyone's like, they purposely released that. They want us to know that something's going on. They want us to know that she's not okay because they released that knowing that it didn't look right.
Give a sign, girl. Give a sign. Show us a sign.
It is crazy.
But that is weird. And it's, I was watching like the Prince Harry and Meghan. I mean, I'm not really a fan of Meghan, but the whole thing where, you know, I feel like the royal family does could get some kind of say so in the media releasing some things. But I mean, also, I don't know. But this, what also I want to bring up is funny because all this stuff, even though TikTok, you know how it's going on, it's banned soon, whatever. It's sometimes I kind of feel like it is a little sketchy to go about using things on TikTok, because it could be fake news. It could be so fake. It could be so not real, so false, and it's spreading fake news. So you never know. The woman's probably fine, but I mean, girl, you're the princess. You're the prince. You should be out and about more, doing whatever events like that. One, I forgot what year it was. I kept seeing that bitch everywhere. I kept seeing her everywhere, and all of a sudden she's just not there anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah. That's it. I called it the Kate Middleton mystery.
Ooh.
That's what I called it. But yes. What's your next topic, Queen?
Let's see. I've been heavily on Book Talk lately.
Period. I love that.
For those of you listening or watching the video, I would say me and Kat are both pretty avid readers.
What a compliment, Queen. What a compliment. I love that compliment. My sisters would be like, be for real, bitch.
Book that you were like, you literally couldn't put that book down.
Oh my god, yeah. But you know what's funny, that was the last book that I read, and it's been months because I was too attached.
Okay. You know, it's okay. It comes in waves, you know. It comes in waves. Yes. But
I'll Always Be With You by Monica Murphy. Ooh. Read a girl.
I, you know, like my romance. We like it a little bit smutty, you know. But I've been seeing all over my For You page A Court of Thorns and Roses. Everywhere. And everyone is like, you know, have you seen those videos where they make, they're like character videos, so they'll find somebody on the internet who they think
is fitting
for the character. Yes. I've been seeing all those videos for all the characters. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to start reading the series now, but I'm so worried. I don't know if anybody else feels this way, or maybe it's just me. When I read a book and it's a part of a series, after the first book, I have a hard time getting into the rest of the books, because usually the first book is about, you know, the main characters, and then the rest of the series is about all the side characters, so they all get their own story. And I get so attached to the main characters that I can't get into every single other story with everyone else. And so this is a full series. I think it's more fantasy. I don't think it's as romancy. So I think it would just be more so the story continuing on. But I just worry. You know, I have high hopes for this whole series. And what if I can only make it through the first book?
Well, then, period, you're not going to get attached to every other book that's a part of that series.
That is true. I also...
And then you want to buy all the books. And then read for days on end and do nothing but read.
Right. I already do that, you know. But... We're expanding my vocabulary. That's what reading does. But
yes, for sure. I have
also been seeing there's this one girl, she goes through and she rebinds books and she like customizes her own like covers and stuff. I went through and watched every single one of her videos yesterday. I just went down this rabbit hole. It's just so relaxing. Like she rips off the front pages of the books, the front and back pages, and then she like measures and glues and you know it's like all these different materials, then she at the end she puts the design on the cover and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like you should sell those. They look better than the original cover.
And there are people who sell those books like I don't want to say recover them if that's the right word, but people do that.
Really?
People do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to look.
There's like special edition. I don't know if it's from a publishing house, but people do that.
I'm going to look into it. Every book I have.
Yes.
Just wait on it. You're going to see. They're all going to be custom covers and bindings.
Oh my God. Then you're going to have like three versions of one book.
Yeah. I have Verity. I have like the three versions of the one book because she kept coming out with that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I saw that at Target and I was like.
Extended epilogue.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
The original has the epilogue, right? And then you, like, come to your conclusions about what happens in the book. The extended epilogue, I don't know about for anybody else, but for me, completely changed what I thought of the book. I mean, I still thought the book was good, but my opinion on, like, what happened in the book completely changed after reading that extended epilogue. Crazy stuff.
Dang. Damn. On a side note, okay, I do want to shout out my sister Kayla because that bitch is such a fantasy, like I told you, she's a fantasy snob. She's like a literature snob. I don't know when that book came out. I talked to you about this before. Yeah, like that series came out in 2015. And my sister, literally in her library right now, she still has these covers. Like the original covers. Yeah, because she was so about that when it first came out. And she's so, like, I say this with a grin. It's like, she's such a literature, like a fantasy snob. She was like, all these girls are hopping on this right now. I've been about that. But she's like, she's taking a little break from her, I guess, allegedly. But because I think I forgot what, I think because she said she was so into A Court of Thorns and Roses, like that whole entire series, that she doesn't know if Sarah J. Maas can recover from that or like can make a comeback from that, you know? It's kind of like, you know, it's hard to be like Twilight, you know? It's hard to make another series of that. I think there is a little bit of a spinoff book, but like, you know, it's just one of those things, like Harry Potter. Come on. There's nothing that you can... What else is J.K. Rowling known for? You know? But I'm like, does she write other books? Like, shit, she probably wrote that one series and was like, peace out on life. I'm good for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Probably, honestly. But yeah, I wanted to shout out Kayla because she loves Sarah J. Maas. So you really should. I feel like you'll get hooked on it. I mean, I'm not a fantasy reader because my mind is not that complex. I just read romance and smuts. And that's all that I read. That's all that I read, girl. That's all that I like. I enjoy reading. Okay. But yes, I love that for you, though. Okay.
I'm going to read book talk queen. Read the books, and then me and Kayla will start a book club for it.
Yes. Yes. For sure. Follow each other on Goodreads.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, I know, right? But I did want, before we get into the, you know, the dark side, which I feel like we should have a warning for that, but I was talking about this with my therapist, where just adulting, I don't know about you, queen, adulting has been adulting for me too much recently, which is what I wanted to talk about. Obviously, you know, people listening who are my age, my priorities are different, right? I got pregnant as a teenager. So obviously my priorities are different. But working full-time now, okay, my kids, I'm like, I'm providing medical insurance for them now and for myself and showing up to work. My nose is running when I'm using my sleeve. Gross. Don't have a choice, but gross. Anyway, different perspective right now, queen. I'm not that I'm going through it. It's just like, oh my gosh, like I think I really am reaching that point in my life where, you know, going out and just all those things are not for me right now, at least in this season that I'm in right now. I'm really about just spending quality time with friends, and even if it's not us going out, it's just quality time together and with my kids. But bitch, seeing that money taken out from my paycheck because of medical, dental, and vision. And then I got talked into like this life insurance for what's like accident insurance for accidental injuries and stuff like that. Oh, are you for serious? And then, you know, making sure child care is there for my kids, you know, it's just all real things have been being real. And then I was thinking about, you know, romance and being like, oh my gosh, like, is that going to be a thing for me, queen? I'm just so caught up in like adulting right now that I'm like, fuck my feelings, put it to the side. You know what I mean? I just kind of feel like I'm going to float. Like I'm just going with how life is rowing my boat. And that's all I've been doing. But like, that's just something I wanted to bring up because I was like, adulting is adulting. And I feel like I'm outgrowing that child that I used to be. Not like I'm so about healing my inner child, but the child season of myself, like the child, you know, that's so gone. I feel like it's so crazy. And I was talking with cousins at, a family get together last weekend. He was like, did you guys know, like, there's a website that you can look up that you can see where your tax money is going for the city that you live in? And we were like, oh, wow, that's crazy. He was like, oh, my God, wow, look at us talking about tax. He was like, yeah, I talked to my friends about, like, HOA payments and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, my God, we're, like, entering that era. And then, like, I don't know about you, but, like, we're all getting a little bit too old to show up to parties, like, family parties without food. Like, they're like, damn, y'all, we're getting tired of cooking. Bring some food. And we're like, oh, shit, okay, it's starting to get to that stage. But it's just a whole lot of realization this past week. And I'm just like, damn, that season of my life is over. You know, my cousins and I are all having, well, I have kids, they're having kids and they're getting married. And it's just been a lot of like awakening moments for me this past week that I was like, oh my gosh. And last week when we talked about that trend of, you know, the 90s, stuff like that, I'm like, oh my God, that's where it stemmed from. That's where it stemmed from. It did. And we're just not kids anymore. We're not. But it's good to have those moments of being a child, you know, for our inner child. But we are, as people, are no longer children, especially within our family, you know?
I think I still feel I am not there yet. I am not in your area yet. But also, too.
But I mean, queen, you are like the oldest, you know, of your cousins.
Yeah, that is true.
On your, is that your dad's side?
Yeah, on both sides, I'm the oldest, but...
Oh, both, okay.
It's not like, you know, when we see each other, we don't talk about taxes. We don't talk about HOA because nobody has a house yet, you know? And so it's like, we're just...
But they're all young. They're all young.
Yeah, they're all young, and so I'm just not there yet. And then also, too, like, I'm the youngest out of all of our friends, too. And so it's like, I'm just living still. I'm enjoying it.
That must be nice shit.
While it lasts.
That's nice.
But
that's,
I think,
nice.
You do a good job of like balancing and like taking things as they come and really incorporating them.
So, yes. Thank you.
I take a lot of inspiration from you when that time does come.
I'm dying. Sorry, Queen. Oh my God. Ugh. God. make this shit go away. May go away. Sorry. I hate being sick. But thank you for that, queen. I really do appreciate that. Because, shit. It was for me before. I couldn't even wake up on time, let alone getting to work, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Do you have anything else on your list before we hit the hard and heavy?
Have you seen... I don't know if you've seen it or not, but there's clips from a podcast going around where a woman is talking about her birth experience and how she punched a nurse.
What podcast? Can we talk about that? Like, what podcast is this?
I don't know what the podcast is called. I did not see the podcast name, but they both sit on a couch and it's a man and a woman. And she's talking about her birthing experience and about how she previously went through an experience where she lost the baby and ended up needing to have a DNC. She says it's due to the staff at that time not doing their job. And so this time around, she told them, I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be talked to. And the nurse came in to check the fetal monitor, and she punched her. The patient punched her.
Sorry, I was just looking at the videos that you're talking about, and I saw who it is. I don't know what podcast, but I know I saw it now.
Yeah, and on the podcast, she very confidently talked about it. Very confidently. She acknowledged that she was wrong and that she shouldn't have done that. She acknowledged it, but she very confidently talked in a tone where it sounded like she felt she was still in the right, even though she knew what she did was wrong. She later came out with a statement apologizing for her actions. But what I don't understand is, if you went through something like she went through previously, you go to the hospital the second time around, wouldn't you want the staff to do their job? If you lost a baby previously, as you say, because the staff didn't do their job, this time around, wouldn't you want the staff to do their job? And on top of that, if you don't want to be touched, if you don't want to be talked to during your labor, maybe don't go to the hospital. Maybe have an at-home birth. Because that sounds like that would have been more fitting for this woman. And I feel like...
what you think is your boundaries.
Right. And I feel like, you know, with social media, the really great thing is you learn a lot of things about people from within these professions. So there's a lot of great nurses on TikTok, labor and delivery nurses on TikTok, who talk about rights that patients have and things that they can refuse. And I think that's great because it's helping people become a little bit more educated on things that they can ask for, things that they can refuse. But I also think sometimes people don't understand why we do the things that we do or why there are certain things that are in place. This nurse is not coming in to check the fetal monitor every hour because she necessarily wants to. That's her job. You know what I mean? And I feel like as nurses, you really get the brunt of the physical, the verbal abuse and assault that people give. And then at the end of the day, it's like, well, I asked her not to touch me. I asked her not to talk to me. That still doesn't warrant you getting physical with her.
Yeah, physical assault. Yeah. That doesn't warrant physical assault as a, you know, I don't know. I hope that. So I need more context. So this is that was her second baby, because her first baby was she had to get a DNC. And then the second baby, this is her second pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And was she on any, like, pain, like epidural?
She didn't say.
Or is it natural?
She just said that she knows she has a really easy labor. So I don't know if she has more kids and then her last pregnancy before this one was a miscarriage, or I don't know. But from what it sounds like she has more kids because she knows that she said she has an easy labor until she reaches about an 8, and then that's when things really start going. But again.
Okay, hold on, time out. First of all, giving birth is not going for a run. Oh, I go out for good runs. I had a good run. Okay, I that was good. No, your body is never going to tell you how it's going to go. It's going to go about it how it wants to.
And it's different and just with because each kid, no?
It with each baby. But I mean, they do say that it does get better and it gets easier every child. Okay, but also it's like, I mean, obviously we're nurses, regardless of what anybody wants to say. And I feel like, again, and what if this nurse refused taking care of this patient? Oh, and then what? Then that's a litigation, right? So it's like, it does not... I've seen a lot of TikToks and YouTube videos of women's birthing experiences. I mean, granted, I've had nothing but great experiences, so obviously I cannot attest and I can't imagine what it's like losing a baby or a pregnancy and then dealing with staff, but also it's like, oh, she did her job, so let me go and punch her. Okay, physical assault is never warranted, first of all. And second, girl, what are you doing? She was just doing, do you want to have a safe delivery? Do you want to have this baby? Okay, then that requires communication. Oh my God. And then I saw a little bit of a clip where she was like, oh, and I punched her and I felt a little bad. Girl, what? What? That, as a mom, as someone who's had a baby, no. I get that it's a very... I remember when I had Emmy, there was a anesthesiologist who was administering my epidural, and there was a student. To this day, this is back in 2018, I don't remember if he asked me if there could be a student, but I was not going to say no regardless, because the hospital that I gave birth to the kids at, it's a teaching hospital, so granted, there are nursing students in there, and I don't want to, you know... I'm down for it, okay? If this is their learning experience, I'm not the one to refuse. But this man, first of all, was a man. And he made a comment about, at the time, okay, I was much skinnier considering I had Emmy. He made a comment about my body. And then on top of that, and his student was a girl. She was a young girl. She was really pretty. She was really nice. And then I'm starting to give birth. And with Emmy, at that point, my epidural had already worn off. And I had no, they didn't administer any meds at this time. So I think just because it was too late. So the epidural was basically wearing off. At that point, I probably felt it in my thighs, which is just about it. But I saw him like going back and forth between the curtains. And I told my nurse, I was like, get him out. Get him out. I know that he has a student, but get him out of here. He was trying to give the experience for his student to witness birth. I understand that's like what... It's nice, but he could have asked me before I got to that point. Before I got, and I'm sure this was not his first epidural administration. He's an old guy, okay? But this is not your first rodeo. If you wanted to get that experience for this student, you should have asked me prior. But, and then I saw him, and then they had him go out. But you don't see me punching the man or cussing him out, which I feel like I could have done, you know?
Yeah.
But I just don't think that anything warrants these people who are... help assisting your childbirth are nothing is warranted being physically assaulted, and it's not justifiable in any case. So I hope that nurse got justice. I really hope she did.
I know. I want to hear from her point of view so badly.
I think it'll, now that I search it up and you search it up and we're talking about it, I'm sure it's going to pop up on our review page. Did she mention when that happened?
Mm-mm. I feel like recently though, maybe. Recently.
Maybe. But shit. Well, I'm gonna look into it more, and then hopefully later down the line we'll have an update about that, because I am truly, truly invested. I need to know. I need to know.
Nurse Jen, the labor and delivery nurse, the one with the chicken?
Yes, I have.
I wanna hear her response to it.
With the chicken?
Yeah. She's the one.
Is this the one that's Filipino?
No, she's a white lady, and she has a chicken.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe you'll tag her. DM her to get her perspective.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a good one. That's kind of enraged me a little bit, but whatever. Hopefully that nurse does get peace and she's, hopefully justice has been served. Mm-hmm. We never know, but yeah. But that was a chit chat with Kaylin and Kat.
That's a good one. Bars. You have bars.
Bars. That's the end of our episode. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those things. Nobody's Left Behind. That's it for this episode. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.